This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. People across the world rung in the new year and decade with fireworks and mass celebrations. In the Middle East, fireworks exploded over the Burj Khalifa Hotel in Dubai as United Arab Emirates rang in 2020. In Europe, the light show continued in London, where Big Ben's familiar chimes filled the air as celebrants welcomed in 2020.
Was it worth the wait?
It's definitely worth it. Yeah, it's so beautiful. I love it.
It's a good start to the new year, obviously a new decade too. So hopefully I'll be looking for something bigger next year.
London is the best place ever.
And in New York City, the annual ball drop in Times Square was just as eventful as ever, even with all the security. President Trump says that he will sign one trade deal with China next month and then negotiate a more comprehensive pact later on. More from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. has agreed to reduce tariffs on China, and China's agreed to buy larger quantities of U.S. farm products like soybeans.
The China deal will be signed probably on January 15th.
Although it leaves the thornier trade issues for future talks, President Trump says it is an agreement.
I'll be going at some point to Beijing to be with President Xi. We have a great relationship, and we'll be doing something reciprocal.
Economists at the Federal Reserve reported that all of the U.S. tariffs led to job losses and higher costs for manufacturers, but the agreement has helped calm concerns in the financial markets. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, China's central bank said on Wednesday it was cutting the amount of cash that all banks must hold as reserves, releasing around $800 billion in liquidity to shore up the slowing economy. The People's Bank of China said on its website it will cut banks' reserve requirement ratio by 50 basis points. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.